area. Can you imagine? At least I reckon it was fireproof. That proof. I don't know about the insulation.
Do you have a house the doctors lived in at that time? The house that was here before this one?
Well, Hobson lived in it, and I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't
build it himself.
Well, he had slaves and a gun. I would think so. But anyway, it was a real old house when my dad tore it down.
Mm-hmm.
New house like where the old was at. And he had the awfulest time of getting it moved up tall.
Really?
And see that gully right through there? That used to be an old stagecoach road, but a day's trip from Raleigh to there to stagecoach, and spend the night, next morning you get up and there's another set of horses. Was the town here's really from the Greensboro
Road. Right.
Well, it's about a mile over here, directly on Dairyland Road. It's a big house on the north side of the road, on the left-hand side of the road going the other way.
Who lives there now?
Charles Snaps. Oh, yeah, you spent the night there. And next morning you get up, you had extra horses, and you didn't use that horse. You got another set, and they went on to Greensboro. And see, there's people rotating them back and forth that way. And then when next morning, you get a different set of horses for your stagecoach. And then the next crew would come along, and anyway, they had enough so they could change.
Was it before your time?
Well, if you want to know when it happened, I don't know when it was happened, but if you tell me when the railroad was built for Hillsboro, that killed the sales show completely.
Uh-huh.
So it was.
I wonder when that was. Oh.
Well,
prior
to the Civil War.
Oh, before the Civil War.
In the war? Was he too old or too young?
He was probably about too old.
Really?
But I think maybe he was a little different year to that. But they're getting so much more feed now than he would take so much better care of them. They get, I reckon about everybody gets 5 gallons of air. It's more than 5 gallons.
Now is that 5 gallons a day or 5 gallons
a day?
Do people milk 2 times or 3 times a day?
Nobody right around here milks 3 times a day, but now I've heard of it. And they claim to get paid, too. They take a heavy producer and they give them a lot of milk to pay the milk 3 times a day, I expect.
Mm-hmm.
Do
most people milk using machines, or do
people? Yeah. All of them now, I reckon. Mm-hmm. Well, we had a milking machine, but we never did have that pipeline milkers.
Mm.
You know, now there's a tank that goes direct on to the tank and back
right.
Then. We had the bucket fashion with milk coming in the bucket. You had to carry it and pour it in the tank.
Mm-hmm. Where did you cool it? Where did you cool it? Or did you do it here on the farm?
Oh, okay. Everybody had a cooler in the barn. Back when you're selling in cans, you had a refrigerated tank to sit the year and two. Well, these here tanks I have now, the pipeline pours right over into the tank and it's refrigerated and that goes down there. Almost 32 degrees, not quite freezing.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed a change in the dairy products over the years? With, like, say, just the taste of the milk or?
Well, it's the one that's gone up in price, it's milk and milk.
Really? You don't think the different kinds of processing has changed the way it tastes at all?
Pretty much the same thing, I'd say.
Yeah, raw milk to the processed milk. Yeah, raw milk,
that's
the difference in that place,
is
raw milk.
When it leaves us here, it's raw milk when it leaves here. It's not
mm-hmm.
been processed.
Did y'all drink raw milk here?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any problems with tuberculosis in the cattle or anything of this nature?
Not tuberculosis. They come around and test them every once in a while, something like that, but we never did have no trouble. Now, they found one down here by Dotson's Crossroads that had tuberculosis in there. They had to do away with her, but I never did get no more cattle outside that night. And then here close by.
Mm-hmm. Do you know which farmer that was?
Well, that was way back down there, and that was mostly that family cow, I think.
Mm-hmm. They all had shots, didn't they, for tuberculosis? Can't really give them inoculations.
You had to do away with them, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, if they did contract it,
to prevent it, what did they do to prevent it?
Mm-hmm. But we really never did have much trouble with that in this community. It hurt a lot. Mm-hmm. Now, we did have a lot of trouble with mastitis, such as that, but mm-hmm. it wasn't harmful. I mean, it wouldn't kill you. But
yeah.
What did you do with the cows that had mastitis?
Well, you treated them, but the best thing is to send them to Hills Runs, slaughter them.
How would you treat them?
Well, the veterinarian, he would shoot something in the neck veins, some kind of medicine, antibiotics. But now we used to come in a tube and shoot it up in the udder. But the kind we had so much trouble with, if you didn't do nothing, it'd be gone in a few days, and we should be back.
Mm.
But it wouldn't kill you. It was. But they treated this antibiotics, and the reason we really want that, if you go drink the milk, you might get immune to that, and someday you get sick and you need the antibiotic, and you're done immune to it, and it wouldn't work. Now that was the biggest, right there, was the biggest trouble. And they were strict about having antibiotics in the milk.
What about your daddy's day if that happened?
Ma'am?
If that happened in your father's day, what would they do?
They'd just milk it out on the ground and put that quarter, milk out of that quarter away, milk it out on the ground, and they'd use the other. There's a petition in that udder that the milk don't cross over. And so the other milk just gives it ever was if you didn't put no antibiotics in the vein.
Mm-hmm.
There's a petition in the udder. When you milk out that quarter, you got rid of all of that. Yeah.
I wanted to see this quilt.
Ma'am. Mm-hmm.
You got it.
Well, what about the cemetery? Who made that? What's the pattern?
One star? It's a star. And all I know is a star. Mm-hmm. Was this ever used on a bed? She bought the fabric special for this quilt?
No.
No, it was all thread?
One of your dresses in there?
No, I don't know that she bought the thread.
Mm-hmm.
In the back.
Do you recognize any of it as being something you wore?
This is
before
she died.
Most of that is just stolen scraps.
It's not very pretty, but I think it might not seem right. Oh. Yeah, my little hair wasn't big enough, so she had to put the picture on. How were you and your neighbors? Probably her aunt and see, I don't know. She's always back in the night. How many ladies worked the quilt this day? She had to. You have to set up at home.
no blankets much.
You really didn't. You didn't use them just for decoration. You really used them.
Did you ever do any quilting?
No.
Side is made out of feed sacks, the back side of it.
Look, this is feed sacks.
That's fast.
Not all of it. Now, there are a few that are not sacks, but most of it is feed sacks.
Used to be,
and we start those dresses
in
the church and we're dressed
and
up.
The women will take those sacks and wash them and clean them up and make say, Sunday dress, and I'm sure. Yeah. The scraps, some of the scraps in there, and make a pretty dress, you know. Mm-hmm.
What so your mother learned that from the pattern?
Was
your mother learned the pattern somewhere?
Yeah. I said
she learned it somewhere.
But now a lot of that there was the scraps that they make dresses.
I believe this quilt is called the Variable Star. This got into a national magazine. This beautiful.
I'll show you the magazine. Well, it was good cloth. It's extra good cloth.
You
can
just
leave.
Had to be real strong.
Yeah, it was good.
Thank you.
if you have. You've been doing it. He enjoyed talking about such and such. He said the reason there are so many folks around here in the West is because there's a few people in the whole country. He said you couldn't buy land, so they went west. I said, he said, that's reasonable. He said, if you had four of them, slave land, that was about 35 cents a day.
Did some of your family go west too?
Well, I think we did, but not Mr. John, he said, he could tell you about a dozen families. But he knew
She was a woman that filled it with milk. You talked about her before, right? She farmed up until she got to be an older woman then, huh?
That's Barry Andrews just coming in. I saw Barry Andrews. Is that the farm that she lived down?
Miss Andrews, Pearl Andrews, her family live around here still at all? Any of her children? Her children are too.
You got to go down to nieces and nephews, and they've got scared. She didn't have too many folks, did she? Did you ever know this?
No, I didn't. I was hoping she was still alive.
Well, she'd been.
Where was their farm?
It's less than a mile right straight across.
So there's some women around here who are still doing some farming by themselves?
No. In fact, there's not much farming being done anymore.
There's not much at all.
They quit except these big dairy farms.
All the small farmers and daughter farmers have to stop by.
Are the dairy farms here? Are the cows on pastures or are they in those buildings?
They haul them to feed too. They're doing away with the pasture pet. Now, I think most of them had a pasture for the heifers, something like that. And maybe the dry cow or something like that. But I think that's nice. I know they've been encouraged.
And the heifers that you're raising, do you make silage for them or anything? Or?
I've never feed them hay, but it takes a lot of hay just for me to feed them hay by itself.
Yeah.
You are a lot of trouble.
I guess these guys are
very good. Much grain than dairy cows now. Now, Barry, as he's talking about him, he's fed 25 pounds of grain per cow per day. And it goes for even more than that on some of the high producers. But now, they'll give 7 or 8 gallons of milk a day.
How many years, once they freshen the first time, how many years good can you, I know you milk them until they drop, but I mean it drops off, but when do you get maximum production or your best production? How many years can you milk a cow?
Well, they don't like this straight on.
So you're only looking at a, like a 6-year life cycle, you know, from birth, a couple of years to freshen, and then 4 or 5 years?
Now, when I was in, about 20 milking, about 5, you had to have about 5 heifers coming in with first, and then you sell your whole cows off. For different reasons, they have that spinosa, which means a lot of them, you just milk them for 1 year, and they don't give them the milk they ought to. They sell her, she goes to market, even if she's a young cow. Just because she
Which was your cow barn? Where did you know the
white barn?
Sorry.
Keep hay in the top?
Here, I'll give you the barn that didn't fall on the floor.
We got 2 over on the milk and 1 barn 4 days and all that. So I went to make a lot of hay and sell the hay.
You said that you most enjoyed eating, but you've been at this an awful long time. There must be something else you like about farming. What is it, Mr. Crawford?
Well, I've done a farm with it. It's the same money in it, but there's nothing money in it. Mm-hmm.
But what did you like most about
See, there's a lot of rainy days on the farm, too. But you're not doing anything.
You've only got a break,
and
you might just be
quiet. Well, you're not doing anything. But then there's a lot of hard days in the summertime, too. It's a lot of work.
What'd you do in the wintertime?
Way back on it. Then it was clear land. Generally, you look at them cows, and damn, about 2 dozen of these cows. But you have them frozen pipes, bad weather, cows in the way of work. Sometimes that bad weather, that's where you have more work to do than any other time.
Did you have to do your own plumbing and stuff when the pipes would freeze? How would you handle it?
Sometimes you just had to try to find out how to use it. Sometimes you just had to go around and you didn't waste your food. You can thaw them out. You can take hot water and thaw them out. And I had 2 drinkers, automatic drinkers of water going to their cows could drink all night. And they wouldn't freeze up very long, except extremely cold weather. And I found out that if you bring them in the bus, they will wash up the gasket. They put that out, then you have to get that double open deck loose and put your new one in there. I've done a lot of that. Most people are like coming in your house and they've got it where it don't freeze up.
What about if the pump out here? Do you ever have any trouble with the pump freezing
on there? We've got a light in the house.
Kerosene lantern before you have electricity?
Yeah, I still do it now. It's more heat than kerosene lantern than it is in a light bulb. You can believe it, but there's more heat.
So you have a house over it, and you'd have a place there.
Like that, John, I don't know, like that. extremely cold weather.
I'm showing the feel I didn't like
that. Oh, you can't cut out. I use the electric glove today.
Got a piece of an orchard left over here. Apple tree, you ever get anything off those anymore?
Not much.
You got some healthy grapes out there, don't you? Suck up and on
You had to take care of such as that.
Not close to Ram, but over yonder.
Got a little cold last year. Around these parts.
You had a wide variety then with the grapes and the cows and the orchard.
Well, my daddy used to, he'd fill up a glass of corn, a glass of wheat, and he'd go to the store and have his corn, his wheat grab, come back to the store and get a sack of salt and 100 pounds of sugar. Well, he'd come back home and 2 to 5 cars and build 3 cars.
Just for one
harvest?
What about melons and such?
Watermelon rind, Missouri. Well, it's about the same thing.
So you think pretty soon there won't be anybody farming around here at all?
Well, I know man can come to out here, as far as we have seen, the main day is pretty much like it's always.